Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Calling it a monumental moment in the fight against the coronavirus, WHO Executive Director Gabbard for temporarily waiving intellectual property rights and the expenses associated with such rights as an example of leadership to address the global health challenges. Judge Dabney Friedrich of the U.S. District Court for the District of Columbia has issued a ruling that would revoke the eviction moratorium put in place by the CDC. But the Justice Department is appealing on behalf of the CDC. The case was brought by the Alabama Association of Realtors, which argued that the CDC does not have the power to tell landlords they cannot evict people during a pandemic. The judge agreed. China's foreign minister on Thursday condemned a joint statement by the G7 foreign ministers that expressed support for Chinese claimed Taiwan and cast Beijing as a bully, saying it was a gross interference in China's internal affairs. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
After the death of a child and dozens of injuries, the Consumer Product Safety Commission has announced Peloton has finally agreed to recall about 125,000 of its treadmills. John Clemens from the Texas USA Radio News Bureau reports.
After first declaring the $4,200 treadmills were safe, as long as all warnings and safety instructions were followed, Peloton has now agreed to the full recall. Joe Mardiak is with the Consumer Product Safety Commission.
Ever since we heard about the incidents and the child deaths, we have been actively looking at it and talking to Peloton about a recall of the product. They would not agree to it early on, and that's why we put a warning out to the public about it. At that point, we only had 39 incidents. Since that time, in just barely 2 weeks, the number has almost doubled to over 70.
Peloton is also offering a full refund to those who purchased the treadmill.
Peloton was started with Kickstarter funding in 2013. USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Florida has been one of the top states in the nation with its response to the coronavirus pandemic. Now, Florida's Republican Governor Ron DeSantis is giving first responders a $1,000 bonus. Governor DeSantis on Wednesday.
How police were treated last year in many parts of the country was a total disgrace. And they had to put the uniform on. Yes, they knew that the state of Florida had their back, and I think we did much better in Florida. But if you look at what a lot of these police officers are dealing with now, it's terrible. So I thought it was important to recognize the service, to recognize the sacrifice, and I asked the legislature in this legislative session, we need to do bonuses for law enforcement. Some wanted to fund. Some wanted to fund the police. We're funding the police and then some, and that's what we're here today to say. And so thanks to the great work of our legislators who are here with us, as well as the Speaker of the House, Chris Sprouls, the Senate President, Wilton Simpson, we asked and they delivered.
The bill should be on the governor's desk in the next few days. With the chance the National Football League quarterback Aaron Rodgers could be leaving the Green Bay Packers, Mr. Brew's Tap House in Green Bay says it will provide Rogers and his fiance with free food and beer for life if Rogers finishes his career as a Packer. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop me. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop me. What's that sound? Everybody...
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez with you. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. We're coming to you live from Florida, the East Coast here. And congratulations to Ron DeSantis, the governor here. And, saying early on that he wanted to do something to acknowledge the bravery and the courage and the support of the men in blue and first responders. And yesterday he handed out a $1,000 bonus to all the first responders and the men in blue. I mean, was that awesome? I mean, what an awesome gesture and a thank you from the state of Florida to, to the police officers, to first responders who had it rough, as the governor said. It's not like they could, sit in a Zoom meeting to do their job regardless of the pandemic. They were out there every day at risk to themselves. It'd be interesting. I haven't seen any, latest tallies on the number of police officers that did contract COVID as a result of their interactions with the public. But that didn't stop them. I mean, this is just the nature of law enforcement. And, and again, I'm focusing on the positive side here, because like anything, it's always the minority that gets, blown out of proportion. And we get this idea that, it's bigger than we ought to have. I want to bring on Dr. Wilfred Riley, who joins us now. Hey, well, we're just talking about the gift, the bonus that Governor DeSantis and the state of Florida handed out yesterday to all the men in blue and first responders. And we're just saying that, at their own personal risk, they're out there interacting with the community on a daily basis. And they hung in there tough, through this pandemic. And I didn't hear any numbers. I don't know. And you kind of watch the numbers on these kind of things. And I'm not sure if you would monitor this one specifically. But as to how many of our, law enforcement and first responders, got COVID.
Well, it was a pretty high number. If you actually just Google law enforcement killed in line of duty 2020, the number of those people was 360, and that includes about 250 cops that we know died of COVID that they contracted while they were kind of on the job. Wow. It's worth noting that means another, 100-plus officers were just shot to death or stabbed. It's a dangerous job being a cop. But, yeah, they were out there. They were out there through the full pandemic. One sentence there, so was everybody in an essential job. I'm not at all minimizing the police, but this whole, I locked down for a year thing you see in the mainstream media, that wasn't most people. That wasn't any guy on the job site.
Yeah. No, you're exactly right. In fact, we're going to play an interview later on with the gentleman out in Huntington Beach, California, of all places. You talk about the lockdown of lockdown states. It's crazy. When I went there, I felt like DeRoy Murdoch, where I crossed the Berlin Wall or something, from Florida to California. I go, oh, my gosh. And then on top of that, just as a bonus, I did contract COVID. So maybe I deserved it or something. I don't know. But fortunately, it was a minor episode. But nonetheless, I mean, the darkness of that state's unbelievable. There's this restaurateur in Huntington Beach that says, no masking, no social distancing, no special menus. Come on in. And they have defied every order, from the governor on down, and they've maintained the restaurant. They've refused to close down. They just said, look, we're standing on our constitutional rights.
Yeah, I think that's actually extremely common. I mean, I was on Twitter the other day and doing the usual Twitter stuff, like half-joking arguments about morality and so on. But, I mean, one of the things
you just love to poke the bear. I love you.
I like social media, but, I mean, one of the things that I did that was pretty serious was just ask a group of people, you know, mostly young male friends, but when did you, quote-unquote, stop locking down? I mean, did you ever lock down? Did you feel this was a constitutional issue? If you stopped, was it, you know, last April or May? You know, was it just after the vaccine? And there was a cadre of about 16% of people that said, you know, I didn't do anything until I got vaccinated. But the other 85% of people said, you know, I either just put on a mask or lied, and I went on about my life. You can do that, you know, however you want ethically, but I think that's probably pretty standard. I mean, if you're in, you know, a red city, or if you're an independent restaurateur along a highway or something like that, I mean, I would assume there were a lot of people that just said, you know, some probably did require masks and through the door and so on, but they just said, I'm not going to destroy my business. Like, I'm going to keep this open and pay the small citation and go on with my life. And it seems from the little bit of data I've seen from me and a couple other people, that was well over 60% of the population.
Yeah, I think you're right. And that was my, you know, my experience. Of course, I'm kind of locked down there anyway during the week, because when you do a radio show, live radio show, 3 hours every day, that equates to like 9 hours of, you know, of research and everything else that's involved with it. So, you know, it's not like I'm out there interacting that much, but, you know, here, in Florida for the most part, hey, still been able to play golf, do all that. The only thing that we got concerned about was people were escaping New York, without any kind of quarantine there at the height of it. And they would just come down and, you know, play golf and go, well, thank goodness we're outside and you guys are in your cart and you're 9 holes ahead of us. That's fine.
Yeah, I mean, it turned out that none of that mattered very much. I mean, and I understand why people reacted the way they did early on, actually. I have some sympathy with even the left-leaning governors for the first 2 or 3 weeks, because this was an unknown disease. But I remember when COVID first came out, I was headed to a men's event in New York, and I was getting on a plane. I was about an hour away from getting on a plane in Cincinnati, and a guy walked by me in a full-on hazmat suit with one of those biological sprayers, like you're talking about Contagion or something like that.
Wow.
It was like spraying down bathrooms in the airport and so on. The guy I was going with, it was like a preacher, was like, we ain't going to this men's event, are we? And it was just sort of like, well, no, that's probably not going to happen, okay? And you started seeing this craziness where states are like sealing the highways and so on. It turned out that the average COVID victim was, I always say this, was 82, still a great tragedy, but like we've known that since Italy.
Right.
And really the one thing you had to do was not worry too much about, you know, what do the rules say about separating old people? So what you had to do is protect seniors, and states that did that, like Florida, did pretty well almost no matter what else they did.
Exactly.
States that didn't do that, like New York, can talk a lot about masks and how they handled the second stage and so on, but I mean, almost invariably led the death counts. That's just a fact.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was like, what happened to common sense? I mean, and you have the president going, hey, we might let you, you know, have a hot dog weenie roast, you know, for 4th of July. Well, hello, Mr. President. People have already been doing that. We're not waiting for a memo or some sort of dictate from on high coming from Washington, D.C.
Yeah, I mean, for me, like, I am, you obviously don't want to kill old people. So
no,
I actually did. No, no, I'm not. I don't think having a 4th of July barbecue is going to do that. But I mean, I did read the actual research on COVID-19, and there are papers out there about whether young children transmit the disease. Turns out not usually. Whether it's transmitted outdoors, and again, very lightly, sun and vitamin D are the big killers for coronaviruses and so on down the line. So, I mean, I do think there are things that people who aren't vaccinated at all would probably just, out of, you know, personal ethical reasons, logically avoid, you know, baseball games maybe or something like that.
Right.
But for a lot of this stuff, and even there, I mean, are the seats separated? Like, people use logic to make their own decisions about how free they want to be. I mean, do you interact regularly with seniors in your day-to-day life is a question you would ask someone on the line. But, I mean, for a lot of this stuff, like don't play golf outside or don't hold an outdoor barbecue, don't do something if you're vaccinated, there's no I guess what I'm saying is there's no logical support for that.
Right.
So, well, I think a lot of people don't really feel compelled to do that stuff. It feels like the government's just making stuff up, and that's not always wrong.
Exactly. Even that photo op between the vice president and her husband kissing each other with masks on. We've got more from Dr. Riley after this. Stay with us.
Has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Hi, I'm Don Shank, here with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ on the radio in 30 languages worldwide. The National Day of Prayer is May 6th, and the Tide Ministry is pleased to be working alongside local and national ministries as we each do our part to spread the Word of God. The Tide Ministry began 75 years ago as a local gospel broadcast in Chambersburg, Pennsylvania. And I wonder if our founder ever imagined how that broadcast would grow. But God knew, and He has blessed us through the prayers of local partners. The National Day of Prayer is an opportunity to give thanks for our American supporters and lift up the churches and ministries working here in America. We're grateful that through the Spirit we may know Christ and together share His love with others in our hometowns, in our country, and across the world. To learn more about how the Tide Ministry is cooperatively sharing the love of Christ around the globe, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Hey, we're back with you 19 minutes after the top of the hour. This is, you know, I like what Tim Scott said. We've got to have places. We have to have bastions, if you say, and right now it seems like there has to be a bastion for common sense and common ground, especially in light of the cancel culture and all that's going on. Dr. Wilfred Riley continues with us, the political science professor at Kentucky State University and author of Taboo, 10 Facts You Can't Talk About. But here, you know, dare us, we talk about those things you need to talk about, because we're not about to, you know, neuter our intelligence and dumb ourselves down. We've got to be able to have these conversations. And Facebook, of course, continued in their stubborn ways. You know, Will, it is really mind-blowing to me that any entity, it's not necessarily regarded as a public utility, but I think it's going to have to, two things are going to have to happen with big tech. They're going to be, you know, relegated public utility status, and also that 230 exemption is going to be out the door. For them to continue to cancel a former president is just absurd on its face. And the only people that seem to be getting canceled, I guess even the communications director for Stefanik got her Twitter account was suspended with no reason, no explanation. It's been suspended. The overreach of big tech is getting to be ridiculous, and people are getting, you know, just absolutely frustrated. Something has to be done.
Yeah, the power of the tech bros is pretty remarkable. What's actually more remarkable to me is how impossible it is to communicate with them. So I recently had an issue with, let's say, a stock trading platform because we worked it out. But the only way to send a complaint to the platform was to email one of their lowest level employees and say you had an issue and hope they could resolve it. Because, of course, these people aren't the actual traders or anything like that. They don't know anything about, you know, securities investment. But I went on with this process for about a month and was just talking.
A month?
Forgive me, all these idiots. And I finally just went on Twitter and said, hey, look, you know, brand, I have blank number of thousand followers and you keep doing this. What's an actual contact number for you? And they immediately DM'd me and were like, please take this down. And I also got a buddy of mine who's fairly powerful in government sent me their SEC registration contact number. So I was finally able to call them because, like, we'd broken the seal. Like, their formal government documents have one of their vice president's numbers on them. And right. So, like, we were able to work out the issue, and they're actually quite polite about it. But, I mean, that is how it is trying to talk to Facebook, Twitter, so on. The point of this story is that not just I, but like the president or the vice president can have their contact information removed from the internet. And I don't think those decisions are made at the Facebook presidential level. You're accused of violating some sort of vague policy and all your stuff comes down. Trump had 35 million Facebook followers, by the way. I mean, he's got an older demographic. A lot of them are on strictly Facebook. And you know, he attempted to appeal, and it was just this whole shadowy process times two. Like, it turns out Facebook has an internationally based review board whose members are anonymous and who just told him no again. They kicked it back to Facebook. They said in 6 months, Facebook might decide to make this decision and restore his account. So, yeah, it's a weird kind of shadowy world, and I can't imagine that if this continues, and I mean, it's already gone up to the president, somewhat Congress isn't going to make them have, like, a phone call-in service or stop calling themselves a platform or something like this. I mean, yeah. But it is pretty remarkable.
Yeah, it's just, you know, interesting story that you tell, because this is the order of the day. John Naisbitt, years ago, wrote a book about, you know, in Megatrends. He talked about in one chapter, high tech, high touch. As the technology would increase, there would be a need for high touch. And those businesses today who are able to offer, you know, direct customer service. I mean, it's amazing anymore when you call an office and a humanoid answers the phone. It's like you're waiting for, you know, to hear some kind of semblance of a pre-recorded message. And it's actually a human being. And you've got to, reorientate your mind for just a moment. But I went through the same thing with QuickBooks. You were lucky. You only went through a month. It was 5 months with QuickBooks trying to get things squared away. And everything was all through email, chats, you know, their little chat bots and whatever. And they would get back to me and everything else. And 5 months later, I mean, and even canceling. You know, and I ended up having to, you know, go to the bank and just cancel my account so that they could stop dinging my, you know, dinging my account every month for services they weren't providing.
Yeah, that's a real issue, actually. I mean, and there are direct financial reasons that they want to do all this stuff. I mean, most of these subscription services are what are called sustainers, as you know, where, I mean, like, unless you directly cancel it, which requires going through this computer system, I mean, you're going to be billed $79.99 every month in perpetuity by a company that very often you're no longer working with. That's almost impossible to contact. So, I mean, there's separate issues there. I mean, one, that annoys every guy that owns a body shop. But two, with social media, it's a bigger deal to some extent because anyone's platform can be taken down at almost any time. And we've seen this over and over with both sort of the edgy right, even the actual Bernie Sanders left. I mean, this past year we saw, I mean, Louis Farrakhan, Chapo Trap House, Milo Yiannopoulos is still not back up, Laura Loomer. Anyone considered alt-right, like that philosopher who talks about genetics, Molyneux, I'm sure he does lead a bit edge-right, I don't follow him, but I mean, just dozens of these million-follower platforms were removed. Trump's communications director, just on and on, and there's not really too much you can do about that as things are right now. Then the response when you brought this up with, you know, any friend that was a tech exec or something like that was, well, why don't you guys start your own platforms? And again, there it turns out like Parler and these players did, and Parler would have been deep platform. Like, Parler was literally, after some high-level calls, taken down from the App Store. So, to me, there does have to be some level of regulation there.
Yeah, without a doubt. You know, the reverberation of Tim Scott's speech of Joe Biden continues to reverberate. Boy, he really has hit a nerve. And you, in your, by the way, your new website, and you can direct people to that, where you have your articles and other, you know, contributors. And you address this issue. You say the good news is they won't tell you about race in America. And there was great news with Tim Scott in saying, you know, confirming what everybody knows, and that is America is not a racist nation. But the heads are still exploding over that statement.
Yeah, now, my website won't be fully live launching for a couple of days. You can find pretty much anything about me, including the site portal, by just Googling Wilfred Riley. I'm an open book. But I do think that Tim Scott's comments caused so much outrage because they go against a narrative that a lot of people are very invested in. And I mean invested in the actual financial sense. If you're talking about Sean King or Patrice Cullors or some of these players, who's that lawyer? Ben Crump.
Ben Crump, yeah. So it still amazes me why he hasn't been disbarred. I still don't understand that for the lying that he perpetrated during the Trayvon Martin case.
Well, he's done this quite a few times. Now, the Trayvon Martin case, I mean, there's been a very serious allegation from a filmmaker on the right, Joel Gilbert, that's been reported by Glenn Lowry, John McWhorter, quite a few other people, that the witnesses were actually substituted in the Trayvon Martin case, that the larger African-American woman that gave 2 days of very awkward testimony on the stand wasn't who she was supposed to be. That was supposed to be Trayvon Martin's girlfriend, who was a model. And this is something that's just gone utterly unremarked. I find the argument, I don't know, but I find the argument pretty persuasive, and so did Glenn when I talked to him about it. So Ben Crump's alleged to have been involved in that, but he's also said a bunch of other wild things, like in the Micaiah Bryant case, which he considered taking. I mean, he said that Ms. Bryant was 15 and unarmed. It turned out she was going on 17 and stabbing a black woman with a butcher knife, which is what led to the police shooting. But anyway, a lot of people have a lot of money invested in this idea and a lot of time invested in this idea that the USA is what it was before, an extraordinarily racist country. And when Tim Scott challenged this and said, I mean, look, you know, I'm a senator. There are two or three other black senators, although mostly in the other party. The vice president's black. The last president was black. What do you mean by this? Where are the laws mandating racism? Or are we talking about, like, a few bigots out there? I think he challenged a lot of people.
Yeah. Yeah, he did. And again, it reminded many of us that for a very small minority of people who live in that mindset still, and there's so many others that, like you said earlier, I mean, we're still going on. We're having our 4th of July parties. We're still meeting with our multiracial friends and mixed marriages and all that. And Hallelujah.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 2% with a 2.27% APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 2% with a 2.27% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 2% with a 2.27% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Financial Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Loan amount $500,000 and greater. 1.45 discount points apply. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Calling it a monumental moment in the fight against the coronavirus, WHO Executive Director Ghebreyesus on Wednesday thanked the Biden administration's support for temporarily waiving intellectual property rights and the expenses associated with such rights as an example of leadership to address the global health challenges. Judge Dabney Friedrich of the U.S. District Court for the District of Columbia has issued a ruling that would revoke the eviction moratorium put in place by the CDC. But the Justice Department is appealing on behalf of the CDC. The case was brought by the Alabama Association of Realtors, which argued that the CDC does not have the power to tell landlords they cannot evict people during a pandemic. The judge agreed. China's foreign minister on Thursday condemned a joint statement by the G7 foreign ministers that expressed support for Chinese claimed Taiwan and cast Beijing as a bully, saying it was a gross interference in China's internal affairs. USA Radio News.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with. And then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces. It's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
Welcome back, America. Good to have you with us. I am Bill Martinez. It's about 28 minutes before the top of the hour. It's James Hurston time. The best-selling author, media, and legal analyst is with us. Hey, James, how are we doing, buddy?
Doing well. It's great to be with you during, and as we talked about before we went on, these are dangerous times.
They really are for lots of reasons. But, you know, and I want to touch on that a little bit, but I also want to touch on another thing that, you know, comes up. It's been cycling more and more. In fact, I thought this was pretty much accepted practice that, you know, some bishops are saying, look at, you know, we just cannot support even the president of the United States and other noted Democrats like Nancy Pelosi, who are pro-abortion. And by that, they're taking a stand and saying that they will not administer Holy Communion to the president.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, when we're talking about the bishops, we're talking about the bishops of the Roman Catholic Church, the American bishops,
right,
where a story emerged. And it was disputed, and then it emerged again, and then it was disputed again. It's one of these strange communications, but we know it's real because we know that there are specific bishops who have spoken out about this, and we also have a number of priests that have spoken out. And it is the idea, particularly now, that we have politicians who use their identity as Roman Catholic Christians to help them hold office and with their PR, when in fact they might as well be in the Church of Satan when it comes to the respect for life.
Exactly.
And this is a real fundamental question. It's something that was resolved by those that set up our system, set up our country. But the modernists, philosophically, and the people that want to tear down the system on this fundamental issue, they are all wrong. And that mistake ends up causing death. And here's what it is. It's a question of whether human beings have a spiritual significance, that whether or not, as the Bible teaches, human beings have an immortal soul. Mm-hmm. If we believe that's true, then we say every human being has the right to live, has dignity. If we say it's false, as every totalitarian dictator has done, then what we have is decay and death.
Exactly.
And unfortunately, you know, this is, and so the bishops, I mean, there's no debate. This shouldn't be subject to debate, but unfortunately, the condition of the hierarchy in America is such that they have to debate whether or not, when it's a form of condemnation in a way, whether you should have politicians who advocate, expand, promote, and push abortion, the idea of killing innocents, and the kind of abortion that we talk about today occurs not only up to the moment of birth, but now we even have politicians like the governor of Virginia, Ralph Northam, who say it's okay to kill a child after birth.
Exactly.
After they're breathing on their own.
As long as you give them comfort care. That's okay.
It's also
been endorsed by the state of California that it's okay to sell baby parts, which last time I checked, the law said that was illegal, but somehow Planned Parenthood can get away with it. And who do they put in jail? But the guy who holds them accountable, who has them on tape admitting to this incredible act of selling baby parts in the whole process, so David DeLeiden ends up in jail, and they're running around Planned Parenthood scot-free and still getting millions of dollars out of the people's treasury. How does that happen?
And amazingly, David DeLeiden is active and recently posted something on YouTube and continuing to expose the evidence of the evil, the most evil exchange we could ever think of, and that is Planned Parenthood exchanging baby parts, which we do know already there are experiments that have been carried out on late-term aborted human infants and possibly some of these botched abortion human infants. Mm-hmm. And the fact is that when you have a cell line, which is necessary to experiment with, to develop vaccines, sometimes become part of the process.
Right.
That cell line has to come from basically a late-term abortion that is still alive, that is still on the umbilical cord when they harvest the stem cells. That's what the scientists tell me. So this idea also gets into the question of the moral objections to certain vaccines that are developed that way. And every single vaccine that's out there for COVID-19 has been either produced with abortive fetal tissue, as it's called, or it was actually used in the experiments that led to its production. Either way, it's like the fruit of the poisonous tree.
Exactly.
It's steeped in evil. And this question of the philosophical meaning of human beings is so critical. And the fathers of communism, Karl Marx, Lenin, hated the notion of the soul. They hated the notion of religion, the existence of God. And so that explains very much that they absolutely dismissed the dignity and the importance of an individual. Individuals are just nothing in the communist system. It's always the collective, the yes. state. And of course, that ends up being a lie, that ends up suppressing and putting everyone into misery. But the idea that a human being has dignity, has an immortal soul, that every life then is sacred, is something that America was founded on.
Exactly.
Something because it was a theistic concept, because the Declaration of Independence says that people are infused with these rights and powers from their creator. And there's no way they could do that if they didn't have a spiritual significance, an immortal soul, a transcendent being. And there's a battle right now mm-hmm. in this country between localism and the federal government.
Right.
And it's going to test our nation and test our court system. And so
I'll tell you, pray for that. In the courts of God, we're self-judging ourselves. If that makes sense, and excuse me for the redundancy, but this is what it is, because God's going to allow us. He's going to, you know, as the book of Romans says, he's going to turn us over to our own, you know, wicked minds and our own desires. And here we are. I mean, you just cannot kill 60, you know, heading towards 70 million babies. And that's just, and even those numbers are not, you know, that's kind of an estimate, because we can't, you know, those real numbers are kept from us. Not to mention, and the other thing that you didn't even bring up in this whole proposition, James, is abortifacients, which Christine Blasey Ford, if you recall, she was involved with a company there in California that, you know, produced abortifacients. So, you know, and supposedly that was part of her motivation to make sure that, you know, Kavanaugh did not get to the Supreme Court in order to protect, you know, this sacred commitment by those on the left that say that they can do with their bodies as they damn well please. Well, God's going to let you have your own way, and you can do with your bodies as you damn well please. And then what are you going to do? Who are you going to look for salvation? Like the government? Like they've so been proven to do, you know, handle life so well themselves, right? We've got to go to break. We've got more from James Hurston after this. Stay with us.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who is honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Gotta finish this today.
Cristiano's construction project typically runs smoothly, but this project's pipeline is about to burst.
Yo, boss, where you want us to put this?
To the left. Your other left. John.
Indeed can help him hire the people he needs.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. New York Times bestselling author and legal analyst James Hurston continues. James, thank you for going through this process. In talking about abortion, we do not talk about it enough in pursuit of the truth, because the fact of the matter is, with hashtag and everything that we go through with, with women's rights and all this that goes, that's in the debate in the marketplace right now, what is ignored is the damage that's being done to women. Women who carry in their hearts until the day they die, they realize that they bought into a lie that the government, threw upon them and thought it was okay for them to abort the child, that it was just a minor deal, it's just a little bit of excess tissue that you're, ridding your body from. But then they realize, oh my God, what have I done? And, the shame, the conviction, everything that goes along with, what women are feeling with and the results of that is having on their very lives, women committing suicide. And it's not just women as well, James, because more and more men are coming to that realization.
That's absolutely true. Look, any medical procedure, everybody knows there's this pile of forms that they are supposed to read and sign. Why do you have to sign them? Because you have to give what's called legally informed consent. There's only one exception, though, and that is abortion, because it's been statutorily surrounded by exceptions. Mm-hmm. And so women go in to have this very serious procedure that, some women have problems. There are botched abortions. Women die. They don't know the risks. They are not informed of the possible risks. And you point out one of the risks is psychological. There is such a huge percentage of women that seek counseling. They seek psychiatrists. And ultimately what they need, of course, is Jesus Christ and his saving grace, because they need his healing for the guilt they carry. But there are physical risks as well, and they're not disclosed. And so, yes, it's terribly important. And, of course, from a moral standing, it is so – I mean, these people that pretend to be clergy and go out there and somehow try to compromise the sacredness of life, it is so absolutely explicit in the Bible that God created us, as it says, while we were still in the womb, he knit us together, that God views every life as sacred because God not created the world with the purpose, his purpose, but he also loved all of us so much that he was willing to sacrifice his only begotten son so that not just one person or just good people, but every single person who is a sinner, and that's all of us, would be able to be saved and have their immortal soul saved so that it can do purposes beyond this life, in eternal life. Well, all of those things require a certain set of beliefs, but isn't it interesting that, as it also says in the scripture, that the enemy is always going to try to bury the truth, to hide the beliefs, like the devil is the father of all lies. And so today, we feel an acceleration of lies. We feel we're living in a blanket of lies. And we see an acceleration of evil, which is something that is predictive in the Bible. And so it's a critical time for not just Americans, but everyone in the world to get themselves right. You know, the word repentance literally is translated as turning. Repentance means turning away from evil, from lies, from wrongdoing, from sin, but turning toward good, or an old biblical word, righteousness. And righteousness only comes from one place.
Right.
It certainly doesn't come from man, government, amusing ourselves. Literally, there's no other place that righteousness comes from other than a holy creator, the God of this universe, and it's manifested in a singular life that took place, the life of Jesus Christ.
Right. You know, James, going back to the garden, and you know, when God talked about, well, even post-garden, how we were made in his image. And of course, you know, prior to, you know, the triune God, the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, the Holy Trinity came together and said, let's make man in our image. If we understood what that meant, that it sounds so simple, made in our image. But, I mean, if we could really do a deep dive and understand what it is to be made in the image of God. We're not God, but we're made in his image. What does all that entail? I mean, to me, the mere consideration, you know, literally just takes my breath away to consider that.
Well, it really is sort of the point of this notion that every life is sacred. If human beings are different than other creatures, if human beings are different than animals, if human beings are certainly different than, you know, plants and insects, what is it that makes them different? Well, that notion that you talked about, that human beings are made, created, formed in the image of God with potential attributes, with potential glorious divine attributes, and that we know that something on the earth went wrong. We call it the fall of man, original sin, and there's a gap between God and man, and somehow we yearn inside. We have an instinct to bridge that gap. And it's a gap that can only be bridged one way,
exactly,
and through Christ. And but that idea of the image of God speaks to the fact that life is sacred, and that doesn't mean animal life and the universe is not everything that was created by God has a sacredness, and we are to be good stewards of that. But that's, when we do it in the context of placing individual human life first and having it have its holiness that God imbued into each life, then we don't have this utilitarian sensibility that Margaret Sanger had, which set up Planned Parenthood, which is the idea of expendable human beings. And we're talking
survival
about
of the fittest.
Fully formed human beings.
Amen. Yeah. Well, this is, and don't think this eugenicist thought and idea does not exist. There are people, including Bill Gates, that do not believe the world can sustain the population it has right now. And when you start thinking like God and you put yourself in that kind of position, that is very dangerous. And it puts people who can be considered less than's vulnerable to, you know, to the control of the state and the collective. Very, very dangerous time. And as you say, James, we are going headlong with rapidity toward that direction and projection, and it's very, very dangerous. We've got a couple of minutes left, and I did want to give you an opportunity to talk about what you've written about regarding the 19 states that are taking the EPA to the Supreme Court. Can you break that down for us?
Sure. Well, this is a manifestation of what's going on in our country. You know, we know that separation of powers, that the idea of three co-equal branches is really dissipating and almost gone when we talk about our federal government. But the states have tremendous power, and each of the respective attorney generals or attorneys general, when they band together, they're a force to be reckoned with. You know, this was attempted in some of the litigation over voter fraud, and it was rejected by the Supreme Court. But now, under Patrick Morrisey, who's the Attorney General of West Virginia, and a real valiant, battling Attorney General, going back, especially through the Obama administration, a series of lawsuits, he's now filed a petition to the United States Supreme Court, essentially to overturn an appellate decision of the D.C. Circuit that ridiculously expanded the powers of the EPA. We have to remember, we're talking about the Environmental Protection Agency. They are not elected. They are bureaucrats. And to expand their power to encompass this decarbonization plan means to move toward the goal of this current administration, which is to cut carbon emissions to zero by 2035. Not possible, of course, but with draconian kinds of regulations, it ends up impacting our power grid, our ability to travel, a whole host of things. So it's going to be interesting. Now, the court,
the ramifications are huge, James. There's no doubt about it. And we'll have to come together again and talk further because, you know, this is our future. This is what we're dealing with, as you pointed out. James Hurston, we got to leave it there. The best-selling author, media, and legal analyst has been our guest. Thank you, James.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population